Welcome to CU Today, the official podcast of Cameron University, hosted by President Dr. Shane Hunt. Each month, we bring you the Aggie Experience, featuring conversations with students, faculty, and staff about the exciting things happening right here on campus. CU Today airs the last Monday night of every month at 6:30 on KCCU Public Radio. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or visit kccu.org for more information. Now, here's your host, Dr. Shane Hunt.
Hello, everyone. This is Shane Hunt, president of Cameron University, and I am thrilled to welcome you to this edition of the CU Today radio show right here on KCCU. We are starting a new tradition on this show that every January, as we kind of kick off the new year and we're thinking about lots of exciting things ahead, that one of my guests every January will be our current Cameron University Student Government Association president. And I am thrilled and thankful to be joined today by my guest, SGA president and awesome CU student, Connor Holt. Connor, welcome to the show.
It's good to be here. I'm very happy.
Connor, it's great to have you here. We are thrilled to have you on the show. So before we talk about SGA stuff, just talk a little bit like, you know, where are you from? We have students from all over. Kind of where are you from and what made you choose Cameron?
Yeah, so I was born and raised here in Lawton, Oklahoma. Been here all my life, and I chose Cameron simply because it just felt like home to me. My mother worked here for 23 years, her most recent position before she left to become an elementary school teacher was a director of Open Doors and Upward Bound. There's a thing called Saturday Sessions that Upward Bound does, and so I spent a lot of time here, especially in Ross Hall, which is where SGA has their meetings every week, and it was just home. There was no other place I wanted to go.
I love Connor, and in one of the previous episodes, and you can go back on KCCU and listen to our previous episodes in the archive, but one of the alums said something almost identical, Connor. Somebody that had gone to school here decades before you are, and they said Cameron felt like home. And I love that statement. So, okay, so you're Cameron student. So, I mean, we have SGA presidents that major in everything that we have. What are you majoring in, and what do you love best about those programs?
I'm a double major, so I'm majoring in political science and history. And there's a number of things I could touch on that are my favorites. They are really interlinked, history and politics. Political science is just essentially the study of politics,
Absolutely.
Modern and previous. And then the history just gives me that better context. So like this semester, for instance, I'm in a Nazi Germany class. And there's also I'm not in it, but there's also a media and American politics class as well. It shows the evolution of media
Wow.
and how that was. And there's just a lot of fascinating stuff that you can learn there. With history, I think the greatest thing is we have really incredible professors in the history department.
We do.
One of them, for instance, is a graduate from Penn,
yep.
And they're just really exceptional people in the social sciences department, which has both majors.
I have to give a huge shout out, and I would say this. I've been around a lot of great programs, great universities. I would put our social sciences program and department against any program in the country. I mean, when I see some of the stuff, I was talking to a couple of my colleagues in history of the day, and I'm like, I was a history minor, Connor. So I was a marketing major, history minor. But I was like, I wish I could have taken this class, or I wish I could learn from them. So it's amazing. So you're here, you're a double major. You got all kinds of exciting things going on. What led you to want to be the Student Government Association president?
Well, it's kind of a complex answer in a way. Part of the reason why I'm majoring in political science and history is just because, I really like both subjects, but also I'd like to get into politics someday.
Absolutely.
And so the idea of being SGA president, you get experience as a campaigner, experience as a leader, and doing those types of jobs and making things better. The other thing is I genuinely care.
Yeah.
And I can help the several thousands of students on this campus make their lives better, which is just a treat to do.
It is, Connor, and it shows, and I'm so impressed with the genuineness of your care and how you're wanting to make it better for all of our students. So, you know, some of our listeners were in SGA, were involved in it, were officers years ago. I've gotten messages from them on different things. So I just want to ask, what are the kinds of things that SGA works on? So for maybe people that have done it before, or maybe people who are listening that are not familiar with what SGA does, what kinds of things do you guys do?
Well, a lot of it, this year is a little bit different because we're reworking SGA to make it better and more modern. But a lot of it is you meet a couple times a month with all your members, which are student senators and then representatives from clubs. And you will have committees within that that'll work on things like legislation to make the university better, if there's a policy or procedure change that needs to happen. And then also, on the other hand, you also have a finance committee, which will determine certain finances for different clubs and organizations. Okay. They want to host some sort of event. Along with that, this year it's a little bit special. We're rewriting our constitution and our bylaws. We've updated our constitution for the first time in nearly 8 years.
Wow!
And our bylaws for the first time in nearly 18 years. And we've just really done a lot to. One of the reasons why we feel like it's necessary is not just that it's been a few years, but there actually was a lot missing in the constitution and a lot of things that were very vague. And so we're really expanding on the Constitution, making it a lot more sound and just realistic and actually usable for future SGAs.
Well, and I love that. And I love the idea, kind of the work that you guys are doing to make things better for the students now, but also for the SGA and for the students that come for many years ahead at Cameron University. And I appreciate what you're doing there. I love something that you've been doing. So you invited me. I joined you for a SGA meeting in September. But I love that you have been bringing different campus leaders across a host of things. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I think that's so wonderful for people in different roles to be able to field questions from our student leaders. And I think there's some really positive things that come out of that.
Yeah, absolutely. That was one thing that I wanted to do this year, having just been a member last year in SGA. There were a lot of meetings where nothing much happened because we were in the middle of writing legislation. We were in the middle of working on things. So people would come at 5:15 p.m. on a Monday, which no one wants to be there at 5:15 on Monday anyways, and then be there for 15 minutes where nothing happens. And so I wanted to make sure there was something. But what I noticed was last year we had some issues with our email system, and they brought in the director of IT, Kelly McClure. And that was something where I just saw everyone's eyes light up because they were so excited to have someone to talk to and learn about these things. And actually, Kelly will be our next guest.
No,
guest
you've had John Young from facilities.
We've had physical facilities. We've had there's a shared governance. There's faculty senate and staff advisory council. We've had both of the chairs of them there. We've had just so many people. And it's really helpful, especially people like when it comes to like IT and physical facilities. People want to know what's happening with the internet, what's happening with what updates are being made. And with physical facilities, John Young is an incredible leader. He's very take charge. If there's a leak on the roof, he's going to be grabbing a ladder and climbing up there and checking it himself. And so that is a very useful person to speak to from the student body.
Well, and I really like it too because they also get to have that interaction and hear directly from the students. Things that are worrying students or concerning or things that students just say, boy, I would love if one day we could do this. I think that's really valuable. You came and spoke. So in the fall every year, I teach my PLUS scholars, my Presidential Leader Scholars freshman class. And you came and spoke this past fall. And one of the things that I wanted to ask you to share with the broader audience, we have a lot of students, and I have students sometimes, and I always send them to you. But we have students who are like, Dr. Hunt, I want to be involved in SGA, right? Maybe I'm a freshman. I want to get involved. How can a Cameron student get involved in SGA?
Well, there are a number of ways. For one, you can get involved in any sort of club on campus. Every single club on campus has an SGA representative. And then you can also try and become a senator. So there are two ways to become a senator. There are at-large senators, which basically anyone who wants to be a senator can go and reach out to us either at our CUSGA@cameron.edu email address or visit us during our office hours to register to become a senator. And then the other way is, which is something we're introducing, which should start up in September, is departments, each academic department, like social sciences, will nominate two or three students from their major to become a senator for the Department of Social Sciences, Department of Psychology. We'll choose one of those people, and then they'll become a senator. And so there's a lot of ways. And then also, you don't just have to be a representative or a senator to be involved. You can also just show up to the meetings. They're open for anybody, and you will be a lot more connected to campus and know all the things that are happening on campus.
It's amazing the things that you all do to support clubs. If there's clubs out there and you're listening to this, SGA has funding to support mm-hmm. things at your events. I love that. And the way that you guys are promoting that and telling that story. Before I get to my last question, I have to ask this, O'Connor. Connor and I share a love for movies, and mm-hmm. we have talked about that. And we've talked about the Magic Lantern film series, which has shows that are going on throughout the spring, and I encourage you to look at the website to see that. But Connor, talk a little bit about Magic Lantern, if you would, mm-hmm. but also just your passion for the movies, because you and I share that. We both see a lot of movies, and we often find ourselves talking about that.
Well, for one, we're fellow AMCA listeners.
AMCA listeners, absolutely.
And so that's one. But
need to have them be a sponsor on the show.
We really do. But Magic Lantern, oh my gosh, they are amazing. They've been running as a club since, I believe, 1982.
Yes, one of our longest clubs.
43 years, almost 44 years at this point that they've been an active club. They just got a few years ago, a new theater room in the communications building.
Awesome.
It has like a wonderful projector, a really nice big screen. It's like you're in the movies, just slightly smaller, which is nicer because it's homier. And I love it. But more than that, there's 10 films every single year, two of which are international films, and then eight of which are films that they choose. Like one I'm trying to get them to do next year is Bridge on the River Kwai.
Yeah.
I suggested that one, and I got good news. I think it's going to happen, which I'm really excited about. But it is a wonderful, wonderful club. And the president of the club is our press secretary in SGA.
Oh, and she's doing a great job, and it was so much fun. I went, took a bunch of my students, took my own son, and my mom went, and we went and saw The Social Network, mm-hmm. And that was great. And we've got stuff all throughout the spring semester. I know last year we talked about the international films. Several people loved and mentioned to me we showed the original Godzilla
mm-hmm.
From Japan, and that was an awesome thing. So come out, look at that Magic Lantern, and the best part is all of those movies are
mm-hmm.
free. So come on out for free and enjoy those.
And the next one, I believe, is February 13th. And it's Children of a Lesser God.
So come out and see that. Bring friends. You don't have to be a Cameron student or alum for free. If you're just listening to this, we invite you to come out and see those, and you can find that information on the website. Connor, the last thing is, and you are doing such a great job leading our student government, but I always want to ask this. We have a lot of freshmen. Our spring enrollment numbers are up. We have a number of first-time freshmen this spring. What advice would you have for new Cameron students? As someone who's had a great experience as a double major, what would be your advice?
I think the best piece of advice I can give is to get involved.
Yeah.
Try and go, if there's a lot of clubs on campus, I think try and find something that's your niche, that you like, that you can appreciate. If you're ever curious, I would go, there is a campus life page on the Cameron website that lists all the different current student organizations. I would look at that to find out which one is best for you.
I could not agree with that more, Connor. And I would just say to our students who are listening and everyone, I would say something that it's taken me longer to figure that out than it did you, Connor. But I would say everything in your life is more fun if you're involved and you participate. And that is everything across the board. And I appreciate, Connor, the spirit of your leadership, the things that you're doing to move SGA and to move Cameron forward. And I'm just really proud to be your colleague and friend and really excited about the great things we have ahead. Thank you for joining me today on the show, Connor.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you all so much. And we'll be right back with Dr. Melissa Thacker. I'm thrilled to welcome our next guest to this edition of the CU Today radio show, my friend and colleague, Dr. Melissa Thacker, who is an associate professor in our Department of Sports and Exercise Science and also does amazing work serving as the faculty athletic representative here at Cameron University. Dr. Thacker, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Melissa, so great to have you here. And I always like to start, for people that listen, when we have our faculty and staff guests, I always like to start by asking you about your background and what brought you to being a professor here at Cameron University.
Well, I am a Southwest Oklahoma kid, born and raised in Altus. I am a proud Bulldog.
Bulldogs, absolutely.
Yes, I have played basketball basically since I hit the age to be able to play basketball, and that adventure led me to Cameron.
Okay.
I signed with another institution out of high school, but that coach wound up at Cameron, and so I followed him here my sophomore year, and I'm kind of like a bad penny. I just keep turning up here at Cameron.
So what did you study when you were here at Cameron University?
When I was here at Cameron, I knew I always wanted to be somehow in kinesiology, whether it be athletic training or physical therapy, and so at the time, they had a degree that I don't believe we have right now, but it was a BS in natural science, okay. And that allowed me to get all of my prerequisites that I needed for physical therapy school.
That's amazing. So you graduate from Cameron.
Yes.
And so then so you finished Cameron. Talk about your path from that to coming back home and being a professor here at Cameron University.
So after I graduated Cameron, I went to physical therapy school at Langston. And I practiced an outpatient physical therapy for about 7 years.
Okay.
And I was kind of interested in getting back into the classroom. And it just so happened through some old professors that we knew helped introduce me to the chair of my current department. And so I began adjuncting.
Okay.
Then they eventually had a full-time position open up, and I wound up right back where I started.
And how many years have you been back, Melissa?
I have been teaching full-time in my current role since 2017.
Okay. So we have such an amazing sports and exercise science program, the best one that I've been around. And so I think sometimes people hear that. And like if you tell somebody, you know, I am majoring in business or in education, there's a lot of things that people have kind of a general understanding of what that is. But can you talk a little bit about what you teach and the kinds of things that we offer as part of our sports and exercise science program here at Cameron?
So in sports and exercise science, we almost have like three categories of students that we really work with. So we have the students that really are looking into going into some kind of a rehabilitation science. So whether it's occupational therapy, physical therapy, even some nursing, but some kind of health-related field.
Okay.
Then we have others that do want to teach and coach,
okay.
And so we can help them on that pathway. And then we kind of have another group of students that maybe don't really know what they want to do, but they know they want to be in this kind of field,
okay.
And so we can help them with that.
That's fascinating because I met a few folks over there when I was recently in your department for a meeting. I met some folks, again, that were across those gamuts. Like one that was like, I want to coach, I want to teach at a high school level, be a coach. But I was also fascinated about the healthcare parts. And so you see a lot of those different types of things that are there. Can you talk a little bit about some of the cool things that you all have over there? So I was recently over there and on the news, and you may have seen me getting some kind of, figuring out my metabolism. I know that we've talked about some new things. I'm going to say, probably mispronounce this, but an anatomage table.
Yes.
And I'm working on that. But just talk about some of the cool things that our students are getting to get hands-on training with, and also just some of the services that your department offers to Cameron, but to the broader community.
So with being involved in healthcare and being involved in teaching and coaching, a lot of it is more doing than watching.
Absolutely.
So we do like to be more hands-on. we like to do things where we're moving and we're actually doing. So we do have a lot of equipment, and we have two labs. So we have an exercise physiology lab, and then we have a therapeutic exercise lab.
Okay.
In the therapeutic exercise lab, that is more like what you would see in an athletic training room or you would see in a physical therapy clinic. So it's very similar to those. And then we have the exercise physiology clinic where we can do things like any kind of fitness or performance testing. So we have a lot of amazing equipment that we've been able to get through grants through the university. Some of our newer pieces of equipment, we have the anatomage table, which is a virtual cadaver dissection tool.
It's amazing. To see what it is, Melissa, is amazing.
Yes, we've had fun, and we can't wait to start incorporating that into our classes. We got to just figure out which buttons are the right buttons to hit. In our exercise physiology lab, we've gotten a lot of new equipment for assessing body composition and the metabolic rate, as
yes.
you already mentioned. And we do offer those services to the broader community. They just contact our department and they can find that information online, and we can set up an appointment, get that rolling for you.
I was so impressed. I've gotten to meet, obviously, a number of students across programs, but all of the students that I met in sports and exercise science, just saying your praises, Melissa, your colleagues, praises about their professors and the staff in that department. And the sense that I get in any of these things, the demand for these fields is increasing. So if a student's listening to this and like, I'm not sure what I want to major in, the demand for all of these fields in sports and exercise science feels like it's exploding.
It really is. With the generations above us, we have a very large generation of baby boomers, and some of our Gen X age groups are starting to need, you know, just the general wear and tear. And so there's a lot of healthcare needs for just our aging population. Fortunately, I'd like to say I'm a millennial, so I'm not quite there yet,
yep.
but I'm going to be there before I know it. So,
well, it's really a fascinating thing, and the hands-on stuff with the students is great to see. Now, a lot of our listeners love sports, and I encourage you, if you love Cameron Sports, to listen to the Picks Up show, which is also here on KCCU, and you can listen to on podcast form by going to the KCCU website, hosted by our friend and colleague, Athletic Director Lou Izzy, a title that every NCAA institution, right? So any NCAA school you can think of, a role that we have at all those schools is Faculty Athletic Representative.
Yes.
And a lot of people hear that, but they don't know what that means. Now, Melissa, can you talk a little bit about what that means and also what you enjoy about that role? I'm sure as a former student athlete yourself, you see some unique things that you're able to help students navigate. So what is it, and what do you like best about it?
So the Faculty Athletics Representative, as you mentioned, it's an appointed position by the president at each NCAA institution. So this position is mainly concerned with student athlete well-being and academic integrity. So the FAR position can vary per institution. At our institution, I mainly do a lot of our academic eligibility. I make the GPA reports, but the best part of my job is getting to know all the student athletes.
Absolutely.
We do have a lot of student athletes in our department, so I kind of get a little bit of double benefit out of it. But I enjoy going to a lot of sporting events, and so this is a way for me to be able to be a part of athletics, even though I'm not in the athletic department, per se.
No, absolutely. And it's just so amazing to see the different things and the different sports. What is something like, being a former student athlete, what are some of the benefits that you thought of when you were doing that, but some of the things that this helps our student athletes with?
I think it helps our student athletes, since I deal with a lot of student athlete well-being. If, mm-hmm. you know, they're having issues in academics or something like that, I can be the go-to person to help them find where they need to go.
To find those resources.
Yes.
Because so often, I was talking to somebody that so often we have resources, but if someone doesn't have someone that can point them in the right direction, those resources can't serve them.
That's exactly right. And this year I've made it a point to meet with each team to put my face out there in front of them, especially for those that maybe aren't in my department, And that way I can, you know, I can point to their teammate and be like, hey, they know where I'm located. So ask them if you have problems and they will point you in the right direction to come and find me.
I love that.
This year, by making a point to do that, I've had more student athletes come and ask where to find certain resources. And so I'm really excited that that has happened this year.
I love that. And meeting students where they are and providing those resources. Melissa, we are so lucky. The student athletes are so lucky, but all of us at Cameron are so lucky to have you in that role. Now,
Thank you.
I ask you what I always love to ask our faculty and staff guests advice you'd have for current students, I've got to give a quick promo here on our January episode, because February is going to be a big month, Melissa. In particular, February 5th, Thursday night, February 5th, both the Cameron men's and women's basketball teams are playing that night. The women at 5:30, the men at 7:30 on that Thursday night. So I would encourage you to come to every one of our basketball games. But Melissa, there's something special that night, because
yes,
that night, during halftime of both the women's and men's games, we are going to have our first annual, our inaugural CU faculty and staff versus student basketball games. So Melissa is captaining the women's faculty and staff team. I am captaining the men's team. And both of us will be playing seven-minute games at halftime. So if you come to the game, Melissa, how do you feel? How do you like our chances for this game?
I would like to say it is cautiously optimistic.
Yes, well said.
Especially with the out of shapeness that I'm in.
Well, and again, this is one of the reasons why we're playing half court. We're going to
yes,
play half court, a lot of zone defense. I have told my
perfect
students in my sports marketing class that I plan to shoot a hook shot the first time I get the ball. So we are ready, but just want to tell everybody, come out. And it will be a really fun night. We're doing some fundraising things with that. And just come out and support our CU men's and women's basketball teams. And for your halftime entertainment, it will be a game or a pair of games that I don't think you will soon forget. That may be good or bad.
Yes.
But I don't think you will soon forget.
The hook shot was my go-to move.
No, that's all I've got right now. That's all we have. I'm not going to be able to get a jump shot off against someone much younger and much more athletic than myself.
Yeah, I'm just going to hang out under the bucket.
But you will see a number of, if you're an alum, you'll see a number of your favorite CU professors and staff members as part of the game. So we're really looking forward to that on Thursday, February 5th. Melissa, last question. We have a lot of current students who listen to this show, and I always like to finish by asking you, and again, uniquely, not just as a professor or the faculty athletic representative, but as a former CU student athlete, what advice would you give our current Cameron University students?
Be involved. There's a lot of student activities on campus, so get involved with those. Get to know your professors. We're not scary, I promise. We're really nice. We enjoy when our students come and talk to us, to show the initiative to come and meet us and get help, because that is our purpose. If you're doing that, you set up a relationship with a professor that can help you down the line, whether it's needing a reference for a job or a graduate school application. But getting to know your professors will help you out in so many ways in the long run.
No, and I cannot, whether you're a freshman or a sophomore, or senior, a graduate student, wherever you are in your educational journey, I hope you take Melissa's words to heart, because it does, by making those connections, it builds into that relationship in ways that can help benefit you long after you've graduated from Cameron University.
Yes, I agree. One of my professors was actually the former FAR that trained me, and I still talk to him to this day, and he has provided me with, he'll probably never let me live this down, but he provided me with a lot of knowledge going forward in my role as FAR, but he's also helped me along the way becoming a professor. So
absolutely,
I will always be grateful.
No, Melissa, I think that's great. And I think that's one of the best parts of Cameron University is the people that we have that genuinely care about our students and want to help them have brighter futures and better lives. So Dr. Thacker, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you all for joining us on this edition of CU Today. We are off to a great start in the spring semester and excited for lots of things ahead. Hope everybody has a great day. Thank you all, and go Aggies.